Here's the next question we should ask. What does an evangelist do, practically speaking? Let's start with some foundational truths here, and we'll get to more specifics in later modules. First and foremost, the evangelist has to be a good Christian example. St. Paul wrote about this in many of his letters, but particularly in his first letter to the Thessalonians. He said, "You know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake." He's saying, we lived what we proclaimed with our lives. We modeled it. We were an example to you. Although we had suffered and we had been shamefully treated at Philippi, he says, we had the courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the face of great opposition. So Paul was not worried about what he would suffer or what it would cost him. His passion was that they would come to know the truth. And then he said, we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. We don't use words of flattery. We don't use a cloak for greed, as God is witness. We don't seek glory from human beings. We were gentle among you like a nurse taking care of her children. We were ready to share with you not only the gospel, but our very selves. Paul wanted to be a model of love, of generosity, of kindness to the people to whom he was preaching the gospel so that they would receive it not only in words, but in the witness of his life. Pope St. Paul VI wrote that the first means of evangelization is the witness of an authentically Christian life given over to God and at the same time given to one's neighbor with limitless zeal. And he said, modern people listen more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if they do listen to teachers, it's because they're witnesses. So integrity of life, especially over time, over a long period of steadiness in living a truly good and upright life, it's not only a powerful witness, it's a necessary one. Otherwise, Christians can rightly be accused of hypocrisy. So we can't underestimate the evangelizing power of a life well lived, joyfully fixed on the one thing necessary, Jesus. Attentive to his words, learning from him, obeying him, loving God and our neighbor above all else, living out that love. St. Paul also tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians that love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or boastful, not arrogant or rude, not insisting on our own way, not irritable or resentful, not rejoicing in wrong, but rejoicing in right. And as he tells us in the letter to the Galatians, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that comes forth in those who are living the Christian life is love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Lord also tells us that we need to give to the poor. We need to be humble. And when we make mistakes or we sin, we need to be ready and willing to acknowledge them and ask forgiveness. With open hearts, we need to share our lives with those who are in need and bring peace where there's conflict. All of that, of course, is impossible without a flourishing life of prayer. So the first means of evangelization is the witness of a holy and self-giving life. But though that witness of life is most important, it's not enough in itself. Secondly, as Pope Paul VI wrote, there is also the necessity of preaching, proclaiming the gospel with words. Through formal preaching or teaching, or informal conversation, spiritual encouragement, we speak the truth of the gospel out loud, in the hopes that the word spoken will bear fruit in the hearts of the hearers. You might have heard this saying, preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words, often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Actually, there's no evidence that St. Francis of Assisi ever said that. And in fact, that saying is sometimes used as a cop-out to avoid the necessity of proclaiming the gospel in words. In fact, the truth is that using words is necessary. Pope Paul VI wrote that our witness must be made explicit by a clear and unequivocal proclamation of the Lord Jesus. He said, "The good news proclaimed by the witness of life sooner or later has to be proclaimed by the word of life." When proclaiming the gospel in words, we must be bold and at the same time be grounded in the love and mercy that we've experienced from the Lord.